Hello.
Well, hello.
Good evening to you.
And good evening to you, kind sir. How is one today?
You know, we're doing, today is a, you know, I'm going to make a small adjustment here. Give me 1 second. You can entertain our audience while I unplug and replug. Hold on a minute. But you can sing a song or something if you'd like. Go ahead. You, yeah.
Oh, stars shining bright above you. Ooh, what a day. It's Friday. Time to party. It's the weekend. You got much plans, Mr. Kimball? Probably. Yes, probably has. I shall be busy doing stuff, going here, there, and everywhere.
Here we go. I'm back.
And
how to make it?
Welcome back.
Yeah. I just had a headphone audio jack problem or something. I don't know. It seems okay now, though.
Oh, excellent.
There we go.
Excellent.
Yeah.
There we go. There. Cracking job, Mr. Kimball.
You bet. It's Friday. Yeah. It's a cloudy day here in L.A., and we're supposed to have record-breaking heat at many states across the country over the weekend, 95, well over 100. And this early of the spring, summer season is very, very unusual. Some are calling it mankind-induced. And who knows, you know, environment, you know?
Yeah, I understand. I mean, you know. Everybody's big on the climate change and all the things we're doing damaging this earth. So, yes, it's understandable that we think that way. And
what? Tell me.
Sorry, darling. I find it interesting going back a good few years ago that a lot of people are blaming humanity for this climate change. But actually, there's a climate change that's going on through the entire universe. But they don't make that known. They don't make it known. So people are focusing on the fact that we're causing a problem, but there's actually changes throughout the entire universe.
I haven't seen the 5-day on Venus yet, but let me see if I can find it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, I feel sorry for the people living there. Mm. Mm.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Very, very warm. Very, very uncomfortable. Very hot. Oh, my God. Cloudy. Very, very cloudy. Very hot. Yeah.
Oh,
you
man.
Know, you think yes. about it, the sun is moving through space at an incredibly rapid speed and taking all the little planets around with us. Your sun's actually moving through our galaxy, we're moving along with it.
Yeah.
So maybe as we move, you know, we're hitting kind of, you know, going through some warm, a low pressure system, some high pressure system, so I guess it doesn't work that way. But anyway.
Yeah, I think they were saying that there's changes in temperature regarding other planets, and it can be very closely tied to the experiences that we're going through. And, you know, I find that fascinating. I was like, why isn't this made more aware to the public? But I guess there's many reasons that, you know, people wouldn't necessarily want to hear it, or... maybe it serves a political purpose. Who knows, right? Because we've got the whole recycling thing that we do, which government make money from. And so, you know, you could argue, is it a political thing? It works in their benefit. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not putting it on either way. I'm just, you know, throwing it out there that these things are a possibility.
You know, who knows?
Who knows? You decide.
but, you know, there's a lot of things that spike for completely unknown reasons that haven't happened before. Even though there's universal changes that occur, they all occur within a certain norm of a tendency or trend that happens over many, 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 many years. But when you get these knee-jerk spikes and things that are unusual that are taken out of that predictable tendency or trend, and you what causes that? You know, why is that? So changes that occur universally are it's predictable. You know, we kind of know, we can measure these things. We can measure them with all sorts of radio telescopes and spectrometry and infrareds and you know, just there's a lot of things we can measure that are going on not only within our own environment, our own planet, our own solar system, our own galaxy, but also looking at billions and billions and billions of light years away, to the point where we can actually see the weather on different planets that are billions of years of light years away that we can actually measure. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It's fascinating.
You know, it's incredibly fascinating. It's amazingly fascinating. But also, you know, like, you know, how do we know that changes in the sun aren't to blame for some of the global warming that we experience here on Earth? You know, how do we know that for sure?
Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
You know?
That's the thing.
We don't know. And I think since the mid or late 70s, there's been, I don't remember when, maybe it was a little later than that, but I'm thinking mid to late 70s. There was a series of satellite instruments that measured energy output of the sun directly, like how, like, you know, plugging in something to a wall and figure out how much energy is coming out of it. And the satellite data show a very, very slight drop in solar, energy, radiance, glow, you know.
Okay.
That gives off. Over a certain time period.
Right.
So the sun doesn't appear to be responsible for warming trend observed over the past several decades, which is to say that the energy output is repeatable and predictable and measurable, and so there's climate differences on our own planet that do not coincide with that.
Yeah.
So then you can, but from those measurements, you can make long-term estimates of solar, you know, of the radiance.
Yeah.
Like even suns, you know, they can predict, you know, when certain solar storms are going to occur, which emits an incredible amount of radiation. I mean, to the extent that it affects satellite transmissions and communications here on Earth. And, you know, I was also wondering about, I guess they know about this, but I also wonder about the safety of astronauts, even though they're protected and shielded and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wonder.
Right.
I wonder if anybody's ever done, I'm sure you can probably look it up in 2 seconds, but I wonder if anybody's ever done studies as to the significance of cancer in retired, older age astronauts. But then you look at some of the other, but you look at people like John Glenn and Buzz Aldrin, like we spoke about in the last show, and other astronauts that are, you know, long retired out of NASA that are still with us and somewhere. I don't know. I'm not going to look that up, but I guess somebody might want to do that. Email us at andyandamandashow@gmail.com. Tell me what you come up with.
Yeah.
I'm too lazy to look at it, actually. So I'd like to know. If somebody would tell me, I'd appreciate it, because I'm just too lazy to look it up myself. So anyway, but it is an interesting conversation, you know. It is an interesting conversation.
Yeah, I find it fascinating. And all these questions tend to float around in my mind, too. I ponder on these
You and me both,
Amanda.
We both do. If you and I just walked on the beach sometime at night and looked up at the stars, we'd probably just be in awe and just stop and look up and just...
Oh, yeah. We'd be like... Ask me questions.
We would. Gotta love it, though.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll do that one day, for sure.
We will do it one day. And it's interesting because it's grounding. I mean, it brings you down, you know, when you start thinking and going off into the environment of you don't know what you don't know. And there's so much we don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, do you know, I have to remind myself of that. Quite often, I don't really know anything.
right. We don't. And what it does, it to me anyway, is it makes you more connected and more grounded when on our own surface, on our own planet.
Oh yeah.
And I guess one of the reasons might be is because of the miracle of our existence, and not just our existence, all the animals and the trees and the plants and the flat, you know, our whole. What we do here on Earth. I know it's also amazing. Like, I just saw a picture the other day. I saw a picture from Mars of the Earth taken from Curiosity, the rover on Mars. And you can see the Earth and the Moon, little specks, almost like little pieces of dust on the lens, right?
Oh, wow,
And so you see it. You can plainly see, and you can see the Earth also has a blue tint to it. That little glow, that little white speck is actually tinted blue. And looking at that picture, and I was watching YouTube of Curiosity video, you know, actually watching live stream from Mars, and I paused my big 65-inch television, and I could see Earth, and I went up to the screen, and I looked at it, And I said to the TV screen, talking to Earth, "You fools."
As you do.
"Why are you doing this to each other? Why are you hurting each other? Why aren't you working together as a humanity, as a human race, striving for the betterment of our population, the betterment of life, the betterment of society, the cleaner planet, helping each other? Look, this is all we are. See that little speck? See that little speck? You know how incredibly amazing it is that we are here?
Oh,
and people shoot each other? People shoot each other because
and
of
the
race.
Thing is, If we had a global catastrophe that was, you know, we've had a warning in the next 24 hours or even shorter or whatever, how many people would be actually crapping themselves thinking, oh, I got all these regrets. I should have paid more attention to nature. I should have done this. I should have done that. I should have been kinder to people. You know, all these things rush through your head of all the things you're not going to witness anymore, like not seeing a sunset or a sunrise and, you know, all these beautiful things that just suddenly start coming to you. It's like, again, somebody would argue, like a very spiritual, religious experience would just hit you all of a sudden, like realizing how foolish we've actually been.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that it would take something like that to wake everybody up at once and say, we should have done better.
You know, yes. And you know what I'm thinking? Because you had a great conversation on Wednesday's show. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're kind of picking up on now.
Yeah,
isn't that great? And what I'm just came across me now, picking up on Wednesday's show, is that if we left our, to a point, I mean, you maybe have to draw a line somewhere, but if to a certain extent, I think to a greater extent than we're giving ourselves credit for, if we left our well-being and our economics and our environment and our safety up to ourselves and not up to the minds and the will and the rationality of politicians, that we'd all be better off.
Yes. I think we would. You know, again,
am I sounding too conservative? I don't know.
No, I mean,
but
had
you know
that
saying,
many a time.
You know what I'm saying? In other words, because I think if we, the citizens and the people who run companies and the people who make life better for, and there, of course, there's people out to make life worse for other people because they're nuts.
Oh,
but anyway,
no,
I'm putting them out of the equation. I mean, there's a part of the population, a segment of society that's mentally corrupt somehow, and I'm not going to go there now. But overall, just generically speaking, that we're a caring population. We are a caring species for the most part. And I don't think I'm being naive. I think if you know we are restricted in what we can do because the governments restrict us.
Yeah.
I'm not promoting anarchy. I'm not promoting. You know. I know.
Oh no. You know, it's good to think outside the box with this type of stuff. You know, we're saying what if. And it's good to think about these things. It's not as though we're going out there and you know damaging buildings and standing on government properties and shouting at them and, you know, doing anything drastic here. We're just saying that maybe beyond politics and government, more changes would take place. But I guess there's a balance to life and nature as well, isn't there? For every good, there's a bad. For every bad, there's a good. So if it was in our own hands, I think we'd have just as much chaos as we do currently now, but maybe slightly less because we would feel like we had some sort of control and we would feel a lot more peaceful in ourselves knowing that we were able to make a difference, that we weren't relying on people who don't really listen to us. They claim they do and they don't really. I mean, they take it on board, but... I understand it completely. And I think you would get those power... hungry people who, if they knew they had power to make changes, could do some pretty awful things too.
People, I think, especially like you know, major corporations that produce things, that manufacture things. I guess most companies make something; they have to, right? Well, they've been in business to make anything, right? So, but companies, let's say that have smokestacks with a tremendous amount of pollution that you emit in the atmosphere. I just wonder if a CEO or board member or chief engineer of a company would say to the powers that be in that company, say, you know, without government intervention, we're just on their own, would they say, you know, I know we're producing a billion of these products, man. It's going out there. Profits are great. But you know what? We're putting out a whole lot of smoke, and I think we need to do something about that. It's a way we can do it. Would a company do that on their own without the government mandating that they have to curb emissions?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? That's the thing. And I did have another deep thought just a moment ago that's eluded me now, but if it comes back to me, I shall share it. But I was thinking that, again, if we were comfortable and used to having the idea that we had this power and control in the world, that we get too settled like we are now and just go so much with the flow and just try all these erratic, almost seen as crazy ideas, but, you know, even the craziest ideas end up being the most valued and useful in change. But it's how far someone's idea and intentions go. Because at the end of the day, isn't it, it all comes down to intention. If someone's intentions are for better or for worse, but sometimes even people with good intentions try to do the right thing and end up causing even more chaos. And we only have to look at our human history to see that a bunch of good intentions actually caused us a lot of problems. So it's a very fine line, isn't it? And I can talk about this forever because I find it fascinating that, you know, there's all these ideas and this could possibly happen and that could possibly happen. And it's just incredible.
Yeah, I wonder why. I mean, some people, you know, getting back to that environmental and climate change, a lot of folks deny what scientific evidence has presented on many platforms and documented. And then other people who claim to be scientists deny. Well, you know.
Yeah.
You know, what's the big one? It's greenhouse effect, right? Greenhouse effect. You know, that we've heard that term a lot. Warming that results when the atmosphere traps, like a greenhouse, you know, it traps heat waiting from the Earth towards space and it's trapped in. So certain gases in the atmosphere block heat from escaping, like you'd have a greenhouse over your whatever you're planting, right? So long-lived gases that remain, you know, like they would again in the greenhouse, like semi-permanently in the atmosphere and do not respond physically or chemically to changes in temperature as they wouldn't in a, you know, in a greenhouse. I guess that's where it comes from. Like if you took water vapor, which responds physically or chemically to changes in temperature, you know, ice, water, gas. And I guess the more greenhouse effect you have, the more warming trends we have in the Earth's atmosphere, and thus we can explain more rapid deterioration of the glaciers and warmer ocean temperatures, and thereby higher ocean tides.
Yeah.
Why? Because of gases that would normally escape are not, or gases that would normally would be there that are creating that greenhouse effect, and therefore we're seeing that change here. And now I just was thinking to myself, I'm sorry, but now it makes sense. I get it.
You're fine now. Sometimes you get this idea or something, and you talk it, and then you say you talk yourself through the other side of that question.
Welcome to Andy's brain. Yeah, I'm just kind of.
I do exactly the same thing. I start talking. And then I actually get to the conclusion at the end of my conversation. Like,
I remember telling you a story earlier. This all started when I was a very, very, very young lad, 2 or 3 years old, because we had housekeepers, as we used to call them, maids, that took care of us when we were babies and kids. And the one woman who took care of me was this heavyset a black woman named Alice, and she used to call me old man. Come on, old man. Come on, old man. And then we had Alice. And I just remember her. I could hear her voice in my head, right?
Aww.
And I remember crawling with my blankie, with crawling behind her, and her saying, come on, old man, come on, old man. And I would laugh like Alice, and my first words were spoken like Alice. And then I got to thinking, as I grew beyond crawling and, you know, being a toddler, I got to thinking to myself, without asking anybody, why is Alice, and then we had others, whoever, why are they black and we are white? And again, this is where this all started, I think, what we were just talking about, because I wouldn't ask anybody. I would just kind of think it to myself. I would think, why would that be? There's got to be a reason why some people are black and some people are white.
Maybe
think about it. Like, really, in my world, in my life, as a 2-year-old or 3-year-old, wherever it was at the time, relating it to my environment, and my small world, the world that a 2-year-old knows, within that world, there's an explanation for this. Think. Yeah. Got it. I know it. I got it. Got it. White people work in vanilla pudding factories and black people work in chocolate pudding factories. So that was the answer. I had it all figured out. So then a woman comes for an interview, a housekeeper, I'm going to call it, and I crawled up to the door, the front door of the house, and I opened the front door, and there's a black woman standing at the front door. And I turned, and I yelled up the stairs. I said, "Mom, the chocolate pudding lady's here."
Oh! How did she take it?
Oh. I think it was like, "Lucy, you got some cleaning to do." I yelled
That's
up.
So
this little
cute.
Kid, I was a little toddler. Mom, the chocolate pudding lady's here.
Oh, that's adorable. I mean, it's kids, right? You try to work life out. That's what we do, even now. And it's
just
it's amazing what we conjure up.
So it just the reason why I said it, because now that I've solved the climate crisis, I. Thinking aloud here. God.
Oh, I love it. I love these conversations. And like go.
I'm just thinking of something. It just occurred to me.
Okay.
I'm going back to my flying days. So I was a pilot.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
As water vapor, water in a gaseous state, goes into the atmosphere, it's heated up.
Yeah.
As water vapor would increase, the Earth's atmosphere warms.
Yeah.
But so do the what else happens? You have more water, more water in the atmosphere. So does the possibility of clouds and precip of rain, right?
Yeah.
Making those a tilt. This makes sense. So if you had more water vapor rising, unstable air.
Yeah.
More water vapor going to the atmosphere. You'd have, first of all, you'd have more unstable air, and you'd have more precipitation, which could also manifest themselves in the form of hurricanes over a long period of time, right? Because you've got a hurricane is a very strong, an isolated, moving, low-pressure system.
Yes.
Unto itself with, heavy rains, precip, cloud layers, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So has there been hurricane season in the past, your guess is as good as mine, X amount of years, has there been an increase in hurricane activity, tornado activity? And I think there has been. So the question is that increase in warming and water vapor and unstable air, having to do with certain air masses and the movement of those air masses, is that natural occurrence, or is that something we are aiding in creating?
Wow.
It
could be a bit of both.
I
would have thought.
Yeah.
Of what we're creating and doing daily.
Yes. Only on the Andy and Amanda Show, where we don't we don't claim to have the answers. We just claim to have the questions.
Yes. And give you variation of answers.
And because we're all lazy son bitches, we expect you to provide us with the answers. Come on as a guest or email us. Come on as a guest.
I know,
we got lots of questions. And we're just too lazy, our ripe old ages, to go look things up for ourselves. So we'll just keep asking questions until people can give us the answers. We'll just keep,
It's Friday. It's late.
It's Friday. Need a drink?
cool. Right. <Let's know. laughs> Inquiring minds want to know. Oh, man, I really enjoyed that last show on Wednesday. I mean, I love all these conversations that make me think. I'm one of those people who's just loved, you know, to be fed that way with these mm-hmm. interesting topics and questions. I've always been like that since I was a kid. And I'm sure my friends looked at me like I was strange because of a lot of experiences I had as a kid as well. So, you know, I'd always be asking adults questions and having conversation with adults. I had a lot of adult friends at the age of 8 onwards, you know, because I was just so intrigued by life and the unknown and everything that, you know, I used to really enjoy adult conversations. And it fed me in so many ways. And all my friends were just like concerned about kid things and other friends and whatever. And there was me like going to the library and getting out some books on some deep stuff and, you know, asking these questions. And, yeah, I loved it. I was a unique one.
Yeah, unique one. I bet. Cute. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, very, very cute. Very, very cute. How's it going there in Mexico, man? How you doing? How's it going?
I'm doing good, sweetie. Yeah, it's Mexico.
Yep.
And they speak Spanish. And they eat great food. And seriously, everything's great here. You know, like I can't expand on this country enough of the enjoyment of being here and the transition that you take to be part of another culture. And again, I'm boiling my butt off. It was 107 today.
Whoa!
Yes.
Now let me ask you that: is that usual or unusual for this time of year in Mexico? You know.
Apparently, this is usual. However, in Monterrey, this kind of temperature is very usual. The other parts of Mexico can be cooler, much cooler. Mm-hmm. So it just so happens that, you know, I'm in a place that's boiling. we spoke to somebody the other day, and they said, well, if you think this is hot now, it's going to get a lot hotter here. So I was like, really? More than 107? Oh, my goodness. So I don't know what temperature it's going to get up to. But I spoke to my dear old mother today and got to speak to my sister briefly on a video call. And in the UK, it's warming up as well, which is great. They're enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was like, oh, I'm just too hot. And I think it was like below 20 degrees, which is about 70 and 85. I don't know. The conversion is terrible in my mind. So I was like, wow. She said, what's the temperature there? And I said, Mum, it's 45 Celsius. She was like, no, what? I was like, yeah. Yeah. And she was like, oh, my goodness, I don't know.
My gosh, yeah.
I think he's going to get up to the 50s in the summer. And she was like, I couldn't do it. I'm like,
oh, that is so hot. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's
going to
be
interesting. Are you, did you get, you're going back July 13th, you said, which... also commemorates the landing of Apollo 11 on the moon. Hey, 1969. Is that, but are you headed back on July 13th? Is that when you're going back?
No, I shall be back in the UK on the 12th.
On the 12th? So
yes.
You're definitely going back then?
Yes.
Oh.
How long? I don't know. So I could be heading back.
Did you... So you're already ticketed and all that stuff? You're already set to go?
To head back? You know, I've been so caught up in life and work here that, you know, it's been the furthest thing from my mind at the moment, but...
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Because what I was thinking is... right answer. Ding, 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 ding.
Yay!
I don't know what schedules are and so forth, but it would be so cool if you can somehow... I think you came into Mexico via Dallas, if you can leave Mexico through L.A.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a possibility.
Well, you know what I mean? We'll talk. We have plenty of time.
Okay.
Yeah. But wouldn't that be cool? And if you could do that, if you can come in a few days early, we can hang out together. Take that walk on the beach we've been talking about. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
We'll talk. We got time.
And
for those of you, Yeah, Amanda and I, we have been doing the show for about 2 years, and or over 2 years, I guess. We've never met, and 400-some-odd episodes.
True.
Hey, speaking of 400-some-odd episodes, yesterday I took remote recording gear from our studio, the remote gear, and went to a venue where I host a kind of, I'm involved in promoting and producing a showcase of singer-songwriters, open mic type thing. And
yeah.
I set up and recorded. I did a trial run because I wanted to do something for our show from there. We've got outstanding singer-songwriters that come out there Thursday nights to a place called Jeweled Universe on Mission Street in South Pasadena. And it's wonderful. And I wanted to do a run through to see if it's possible to do a remote recording. And I messed it up. I got a few things I got to work on. Not really, but I messed up. I messed up the input configuration of the recording studio. You know, like mic one goes to input one, mic two goes to input two, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
It didn't line up appropriately at first, and they were too busy, introducing the acts and going echo, and they're running the PA through my interface. So I went into my interface and out to the PA board. So if I unplugged it and reconfigured a new song file, whatever, and redid the audio, which I could have done in a heartbeat, I would have cut the whole PA system out for that brief moment. And my sound man disappeared on me, so I couldn't tell him to let's unplug from the interface, plug into the PA, let me make my adjustments, and we'll plug them back in. But he wasn't there to do that, so I had to go with it. So, but some of the performers I got early on were recorded well, really before I messed it up. And I'm going to play some of that show, I think, on Monday.
Ooh,
we're going to hear some. We're going to hear some. Oh my God! Wait till we hear this. I should have done this for today. Damn! Wait till you hear this. A woman who works there. This is a artsy, handmade jewelry, really cool clothes, artworks, different types of gifts, all kind of crafts, artsy, craftsy types of store with a really nice sit down listening music venue in the back with a stage and PA and blah blah blah. Right. So, a woman who works there, or she works at the store, and the owner, Diana March, told me since I've met her, which was like in November or so, what an amazing singer this woman is. Yeah, she said, she'll blow you away. You won't believe it. I said, get up there and sing. Come on. I'm here a lot of Thursdays. Get up there and sing sometime. Get up here and sing. Last night, she got up and sang one popular kind of a classic tune, which I know you'd recognize, and blew me away. She could be on The Voice. She could America's Got Talent, American Idol, all those shows. She is incredible. And then she did How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria? No, it's the wrong song. Not How You Solve a Problem Like Maria. No. Sound of Music. The Nun Sings It.
I was going to say, they do sing that one, but I'm trying to think of another one.
The Nun sings this song when Maria goes to the convent, and then Climb Every Mountain.
Oh, wow, that's a beautiful song.
She was, because she has the music going via her phone through the PA system. She was incredible. I've seen a lot of good musicians and singers in my lifetime on a pretty regular basis, actually. She was absolutely amazing. And she got a standing ovation. Like an open mic. How many performers get standing ovations? It was incredible.
I love that feeling when you get the chills and the hair on the back of your neck go up.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And she was emotional and, it was just incredible. And and I'm going to get, they do America's Got Talent about 2 miles from my house. That's where they tape it. And I'm going to make sure that we get her on there. I'm going to, I told her, listen, I'm going to wheel you out on stage in a wheelbarrow.
Love it. I can see you doing that as well.
We got a caller coming in. Let's see. I think it's a friend of ours from Delaware. Let's see who this is. Is this Cornell?
La da dee da.
It better be him. Men sometimes don't know what to say.
It will be a woman.
Yeah, no.
I could miss the show. I tried to, but I couldn't miss the show because I was like, you know what? I'm definitely coming on the show.
That's my point.
I'm here.
That's my point.
Next
Cornell calls me up earlier. It says he put us together, Amanda. I mean, you know, that's no secret. He put this whole thing together, and he's our show coordinator. He coordinates this whole show. And he calls me up earlier, and he's been on. You know, he comes on when he can, and he says, "Hey, I'm going to skip today's show. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to come. Okay, I got things I got to do." I'm like, "Yeah, you know." I figured I thought to myself when he told me that. I said to myself, "Nah, he's going to come on."
I know, right?
You know me, brother.
Sometimes those answers are so dumb you wish you could take them back.
Yeah.
I know. Wasn't that dumb? I was like, you know what? I'm definitely coming on the show, man. Our numbers are going up thanks to all the fans and the listeners and all that. Thank you.
I know, right? Yeah. Mad love for them. I can't believe that the numbers are climbing the way they are.
And they are. We get more callers. Here's a caller. Wait, let me see. Hold on. Let me talk to this person first. Hold on. I'll be right back. Hold on a sec.
All righty. So, Cornell.
All right.
My bro.
Hey, baby. What's up?
How you doing?
What's good?
How you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
I'm back. Cornell, I got somebody who you know wants to ask you a question.
Who?
I'll put them on. Hold on a second. Let me click this. Okay. Here we go. Okay, Cole, you're on the Andy DeMando show.
You like to dress up like a woman?
Oh, my gosh. I wanted to keep that a secret.
I thought he was going to bring on that girl.
Only when I have makeup on.
Oh, I love it. I would love to see.
Gotta save my legs, so. Wow, it's Friday, guys. It's Freaky Friday. The weekend is here.
Yeah. I know,
God.
Right? I can't believe
it. It's unbelievable how this week flew by. And Cornell, Amanda and I just found out between us, we're trying to solve some climate issues and life issues, and we realized that
there used to be a time when we had two groups of people. You had people who know shit and people who don't know shit. And back in the day, the people who didn't know shit respected the people who knew shit. And you would be in a situation, it might be work or social situation, and the people who know shit would be talking about, well, I know some shit. Yeah, I know some shit. Let's talk about shit we know. I know shit. And the people who don't know shit would kind of hang in the back. And they'd be quiet, and you'd be like, well, why aren't you talking? I don't know shit. I don't know shit. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm going to try to learn some shit.
So we just...
Oh my gosh.
And people who don't know shit still claim to know shit.
Yeah, we discovered that we know nothing, so we're just going to keep asking questions and wait for people who know something to call into the show or email us and give us the answers for the questions we're trying to solve. So
yeah.
That guy's voice sounds similar. He sounds like me a little bit.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I was like, hold it.
That was a funny quote.
He sounded like JJ.
Oh, my.
I was talking about music?
No.
That was the last thing we talked about.
Oh, we were.
Dinner.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. We were talking about music. I quickly would forget. Cornell, I did this showcase thing last night and recorded some of the artists that were there. And this woman who sings, I should get her on the show. She's very – the reason why she doesn't get out there and do more performing is because she emotionally doesn't think she can do it. When I tell you that this woman can sing like you wouldn't – and the owner of the store, again, Diana, told me for months how – you know, I know this woman, you know, when I play there, she's complimentary to me, and blah, blah, blah. I know her, you know, we know her very well, and she's, you know, great, great woman, and very friendly and very bright, and, you know, does a great job there, and I was told that, you know, this girl can sing, and that's all I'm told. I never heard her, you know. Oh, hey, great, I can't wait to hear her someday. Last night, she blew the venue away. She, in a kind of an operatic voice, but incredibly powerful, connecting, emotional. Everything you want to see in a musician, in an artist, in a singer, just she had it all. And What a job. I'm going to, and I don't know if I was able to capture it effectively enough in the setup I had yesterday for recording, but I'm going to play it. You know what I can do?
You're going to play that fucking music.
I can do that. But I'm wondering, I've got to switch studios here. But I'm just, because we're talking about it, and she's so good, I wonder if I can go into the studio, capture just her audio part, download it, and upload it to the show, and play it within the remaining minutes we have of today's show.
Excellent.
So if you guys, because
yes.
I'm excited about it. So would you guys mind if I disappeared and went and worked in the studio, in the other studio, and I'll come back? You guys good?
Yeah, we got this.
All right. Okay. So you got it. If it doesn't work, I'll let you know. But I'm going to switch studios. I got to go to another computer, do all this stuff, and hopefully come back and we'll be able to get this in before we end today. Okay? I want you to hear this. All right?
Excellent. Yeah. No problem.
I'll be back.
So Amanda.
Yes, darling.
Definitely. And Amanda, what's the weather over there?
Oh my goodness, my darling. It's been crazy. I was saying to Andy earlier that today it got up to 45. Actually, I think it was probably 43. I said 45 earlier. It was 43, which is 107 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I was roasting my white butt off.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be 97 degrees in our parts of the in Delaware, Philly, Pennsylvania, all the East Coast. It's going to be 97 degrees.
Yeah. Do you know what? I noticed that because I've got your temperature, I've got California, I've got my hometown, I've got a few other places all in a list. And quite often, your temperature is never too far from what I experience here.
Yeah.
I
forgot to say, tell people about your company.
My company? Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, so...
Wonderful listeners. So what Cornell's talking about is, as most of you know, not only are we musicians, but we do other things as well. And one of my other things that I do is graphic design and make up videos for small companies and things like that to help promote their products and stuff. And so my company is called A Love of Creation. So I've been doing that for a hot minute now. So yes, it's taking off slowly but surely, you know, getting regular clients, and it's fun to do.
And you did all the graphics for the Andy and Amanda show, right?
Yeah, so when we promote our guests and stuff, I kind of whip up a promotional image to put on our Instagram and et cetera, and been trying to work on the Andy and Amanda show website, and yeah, there's other things we've got in the works. I mean, we've been talking all sorts of wonderful ideas, aren't we, Cornell, about merchandise for the show and all kinds of things. So, you know, we'll keep you posted and keep an eye out on our Instagram and other means and Facebook, et cetera. And we'll keep you all updated as to what we will be revealing. And we're going to be doing some music as well with a compilation album. We got a lot
Tell them your email, Amanda. So if anybody listening, they can send you the email. Maybe their song will get, you know, on the compilation album.
Oh, that's very true. Well, actually, if they email the show's email, that would be even better. So if you could email AndyandAmandaShow@gmail.com, that would be fantastic. And if you want to contact me directly for any kind of graphic type things, then yeah, sure. Hit me up at aloveofcreation@gmail.com. And we can go from there. But in terms of the compilation, you can also contact me tongue-tied right now.
Yeah.
alovebusiness@gmail.com. You can contact me there. So,
can you get a man interrupt you when I say
It's all right, darling. Oh, man. I mean, it's so much fun what we're doing with this show and where it's going. And, you know, we never thought.
Thank you for the number.
Absolutely. Jeez, There are not many countries that are joining us. This is incredible.
Yeah, man. We love all the countries. We don't care where you're from. If you're listening to the Indian Management, we love you.
As you guessed, we're not racist. We don't hold major judgments against people. Yeah, all right. We talk about things like Trump and politics and things going on in the world, but
care about your religion. If you believe in an egg, we down with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And as you may have gathered as well on this show, we are a pretty kind of peace-loving kind of people. We want to see the good things happen in the world with people, and we want to see people succeed and connect and do the right things and work in the environment the best we can. You know, we have many of those conversations, and we don't push it like a lot of people do because we're a very laid-back show. We like to cover many things, but generally that's where we stand, and I'm sure you've gathered that by now if you're a regular listener. And if you're not and you're new to the show, there's some useful info for you about who we are, what we're about, and how we like to have a laugh and talk about deep and wonderful things and the not so deep and wonderful things. And where's Dr. Ruth when you need her?
Yeah, definitely.
That's a whole other kind of deep.
You should have sex with your dildos. No, I don't. You know, really?
I'm sure.
If you're a man or a
woman. Yeah, right.
Right.
Like that last conversation on the last show. If our listeners haven't heard the last show, I recommend you go back and listen to it. Not only did we talk about UFOs and all that kind of wonderful, weird, unusual stuff, we also talked about something that I discovered on Snapchat about somebody marrying their sex doll. And there were some various
That's
things
crazy.
Said about that. Yeah. So as you can tell, we various topics.
That's crazy, dude.
It was out there, wasn't it? I mean, what's your thoughts
on
that?
Hey.
Wait, I heard about that. Who's gonna make love? What? Wait, what? What?
I mean, I guess how a man could fall. I could see how a man could fall for a sex doll. At the end of the day, she puts out and she doesn't argue back.
God, what have I been missing? Oh my God! Oh my God!
Yeah.
No, seriously. Yeah.
Really?
That was my thinking.
Dildos or whatever you call them. Yeah.
God. Oh man.
He's like, I disappear for 5 minutes and I come back to all this interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah, really. Yeah.
Julia Child presents.
did you manage to sort it out, Mr. Kimball?
I think I did. Not only that, but it took me a shorter amount of time than I had expected.
Yeah.
So I got to do just one thing here, and I'll be able to do this, I'm pretty sure. You sure?
Okay.
Let's do it.
One minute. But it took me much. It didn't take me nearly as long, I should say, as I thought it would.
Okay.
I can't believe I must be getting good at this. You know, this is live radio, folks. This is live radio. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Doing things on the fly.
Let's see if it shows up. Here we go. Let's see if I can do this. Give me a second. Here it is. I got it. All right. I can't believe it's here. I can't believe it worked. Oh, my God. All right. Let's take a listen. Ready? Here we go.
Let's do this.
All right.
Wow.
Wow, she has
She's
a voice.
She's got quite the operatic voice, hasn't she?
Yes.
Incredible. And she's insecure about that.
Yeah.
About being on stage. Wow.
And then she went on to do I thought I recorded. I guess I didn't do as good a job as I thought I did. I also put the next song in the she sang this one. This one.
Such a piece of music. Wow.
Wrong. Wait, not that one. Sing with me.
Sing with me and find the key.
No, she sang. She sang this. This is the one she sang. She sang this one. I'm sorry. No, that's not that one, wrong one. No, it wasn't. It was recorded. She sang this. I'm sorry. She sang this one.
Ain't nothing but a hand sugar. The cross
is
I'm
trying to imagine that in an operatic voice.
Full of shit.
I just can't achieve it.
but she did. She did sing this, though. It was gorgeous.
Ooh.
This song. This one, yeah. Mm-hmm. This one. absolutely incredible.
And circulating the audience saying, you've got to pick a fucking door, too.
Then she got an encore. I got an encore song. Yeah. Then she sang this. Incredible. This set was incredible. She sang this one.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Oh my
and
God.
That's when you decided to pick a pocket.
And then,
you've got to pick a pocket. Oh, cool.
Oh, she's the best. She is the best. She could do it all.
She was incredible.
Hey, Andy,
she rounded out the night. She rounded out the night. The audience would not let her go. They just were. I mean, you just heard her sing, right? Obviously incredible. Obviously amazing. And they wouldn't let her off stage, so she rounded out the night with this last song.
Oh my God.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too.
Oh my God.
You had to whip that one out, didn't you?
Yeah.
What's your request now?
Oh my God. What'd you say?
What's your request?
I want to hear stuff. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Ooh. He's gone very quiet, hasn't he? Ooh.
Andy. Where's Andy?
He, I think he's caught in a trap. And he can't get out.
Yes, he is.
He's gone quiet.
Oh my God, as soon as Earth, Wind, and Fire, I'm like, did he get himself caught in the earth on fire?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Andy, what's that, man?
Only on the Andy and Amanda show.
Only on the Andy and Amanda show. Where?
Which song were you Andy thinking of, bro?
Yes. Would you say, sis?
Which song were you thinking of?
Blue Jeans.
Oh man.
Okay.
Oh,
am I back?
Yeah.
Yes. I think so.
You just disappeared on
it, man. Yeah, I got cut off, actually. I switched the machines again. So.
Oh, so there we were. We were
the three, ding, ding, ding. You know how that happens occasionally, how I tell you guys about that? You get ding, 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 and I'm suddenly off.
Yeah.
I don't know why, what the cause of that is.
It's
but
like
anyway,
the parallel universe.
It's really weird. I think it's climate change.
Oh, yeah, true.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that is weird why that keeps happening.
It is weird.
Yes.
Can't quite
work
it out.
On Fridays.
Yeah.
It is weird. I want to do anyway. So we're talking about sex objects.
Pardon?
Oh, that was last subject. The last subject.
Well, now I was talking about Earth, Wind, and Fire, but I guess you can incorporate some of those things into sex objects too.
Incredible, incredible. Earth, Fire. Yeah. Yeah, what else? There, Philip, what's the guy's name, Earth, Wind, and Fire? Philip
Belly.
Huh? Yeah, the founder. Philip, what's his last name?
Belly. Belly?
Yeah, I saw him in a special presentation at USC, and he was just supposed to do an interview on stage, and he did the interview, and suddenly the curtain opens up, and there's the entire Earth, Wind, and Fire band, and it was at USC. It was incredible. My God, was it amazing. They're so good. He's so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. That is so cool. You've seen so many great artists. What about you, Cornell?
Yes. Well,
I haven't seen any. Cornell saw The Animals and Dave Clark Five.
And he also sees himself in the mirror every day.
Every
day. Yes.
Do you remember The Animals? Do you remember the band The Animals, speaking of which?
Yeah. Yeah,
God. I don't remember what they're known for, but I do remember the band.
How about the Monkees?
Oh my God, of course.
Was that a trend back then?
Hey, it's the Monkees. They had their own show, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yes. Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Hey, you know what?
The last thing was Rested Development, and Speech was on the show. That's amazing.
Oh.
University.
Speaking of which, I got to talk to you guys. We got to contact the guy from Rested Development because I heard that they're playing at the Philadelphia Folk Festival, and I want to go there with them and interview them there. I want to hook up with the guy.
Wow.
So I forget, who's our connection? Amanda, is that you, Rested Development? Do you have that connection there, or is that Cornell?
We both do.
Can you? We got to work that out. I want to arrange that. I just saw them scheduled today. They're going to be at the Philadelphia Folk Festival, and I want to, first of all, I want to get in with them and also interview him from the festival, I think, for our show.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, live remote. Great. We'll do remote. It would be amazing. So we got to get in touch with them and work and make that happen. Make it so, as they say.
I'll make it happen. We'll make it happen. Let's make it.
Teamwork makes the dream work, baby. Yeah.
It does.
That's right.
It does.
That sounds great. What a great idea.
Incredibly.
Yes.
Indeed.
I decided to because this woman is such a great, and we'll talk more about her, maybe even get her on the show if I can make that happen next week. I'm going to try to get her, the one who sang on a trap.
Yes.
Awesome.
That sounds good.
And what I figured we might do, because we're running out of time on the show, I can't believe another week is running. And these hours go by faster and faster and faster. I don't know what the deal is. It just, it's unbelievable.
Maybe we're enjoying ourselves more than Evan. That's probably why.
Yes, they are.
Who's Evan?
Definitely.
Who's Evan?
Evan?
Did you say we're enjoying ourselves more than Evan?
Evan Almighty? I said Ever.
Ever. I thought you said we're enjoying ourselves more than Evan. I'm like, well, who the hell's Evan?
Yeah, right.
Love it.
Yeah, she. Who was that dude anyway?
Yeah.
Oh man. What's up,
bro?
Okay, see what I'm saying? What do you say? You say?
Yeah. Oh, it's been a great week. It really has.
Awesome.
As we wind down, right before we go, maybe we'll just extend this a little bit if I can find it, if I did it right. And this would be a great empowering song to finish the show with too. But Amanda, why don't you start saying our adioses for the week here, and I'll see if I can find the tune, and we'll close out the show with her singing Food, Glorious Food, or whatever it is she's singing here.
Okay, so,
yeah.
As per usual, on behalf of my wonderful co-host, Andy Kimball in California, Hollywood, myself, Amanda Love here, not in the UK, but in Monterey, for those who didn't know, adios, and hope you have a great weekend. And on behalf of our amazing, so glad he joined us, Cornell Butler, the amazing coordinator and man and vision behind this show.
Boo.
And and you guys, thank you so much to you. We love you and adore you. We appreciate you. Thank you for supporting us and stick around with us and your family. Join us again on Monday and have an amazing weekend. And have fun.
And that was
love you guys.
But you know what?
What?
I did it wrong.
Oh.
I can't.
And that was me trying to draw it out to give you enough time. It's okay.
How far over are we? We're just a couple minutes over right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is live radio. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Yeah.
I thought I had it.
It makes for more entertainment, I think.
Yeah, we're last night. I got in late, real late. As a matter of fact, last night after the show, I went to pick up some food at food stores open here. I went to Food Market to get some stuff for my mother at about 11:30 at night. Right?
No.
She was up.
Yeah.
And I went. So at midnight, we're talking, having a fun time. And she's 92 years old. And it was at probably close to 1 in the morning when I made us both margaritas.
Oh, that is awesome.
Is that amazing? I mean, how many people can
say
that they can hang out with their mom and at 1 in the morning, you know, make a margarita? I mean, you know, and have fun. And, you know, it's just what a fun night.
Yeah.
You have a cool mom.
Yes, you do.
Mom's is a rock star.
Yes.
Cornell spoke with my mom.
Oh.
Yeah, he had a question for her. How the hell did she put me out?
That is amazing. You have a damn mom. That's cool. A lot of people don't have the privilege to have a cool mom like that to hang out and drink and party. And
oh, that's
you know,
yeah,
you know,
true.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
Fun time.
Very true. And it's all about enjoying the moment, isn't it? It's like, it's 1 in the morning. It's like, come on, let's have a margarita. Let's do it. Life is short. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm ready. I've got this tune queued up now. I think I did it right this time.
Let's rock.
I didn't, excuse me.
Let's rock and roll.
Let's take a listen. Let's just take a quick listen. We're over time now, but we're going to do it anyway. Here we go. Because it's Friday, end of the weekend. I'm excited about this one. So I'm still goosebumping from hearing her live last night. But let's take a listen. Here she is.
Plumber. Oh my gosh. It's just so beautiful. So, we'll see how this goes. I think the volume should be okay, right? I guess we'll find out.
film, mm-mm, Sublime to the...
Oh, my.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
That was incredible.
Woo! Isn't that like, God.
Yes.
Isn't that something?
That's enough to take your breath away, isn't it?
You know, we got to get, I think we got to get her on the show next week. What do you think?
Yeah, go for it. Why not?
All right.
Yeah.
I've never actually spoken. Yes, absolutely. Mm. I've never actually spoken to anybody who does that kind of opera stuff before. I mean, you know, in terms of singing and whatever. Does she actually... Mm-hmm. She naturally have that voice or trained herself to be like that?
She naturally. Yeah. It's natural. I don't think she really has... Yeah. I don't think she...
He sings opera music.
Who?
You sing opera?
No, my nephew does.
Oh, your nephew sings opera. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That is very neat. That is very, very cool.
Who knew? I mean, that's just so cool. I mean, I'm always surprised at anybody who does it because it's such a unique ability.
James
Hopkins. It is.
That's his name.
Oh.
It's hard.
I love opera. I love opera.
Yeah, and you know what? I would love to actually go to one day.
You haven't been yet?
No, never been.
Oh, we had family season tickets to the Metropolitan Opera in New York.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I sang opera. I don't know if I told you guys, but I started my music career singing opera. And I used to sing the song. I used to sing the song to ovations around the world. You know, just, I don't know if I told you guys this or not, but I
know you
said. I said something coming.
But I did. I took a shot before I became a folk musician and singing Kumbaya. I tried opera, which I got an old recording of me singing this very song. And all right, I'll just, you know, tell me what you think. You'll know why I became a folk musician. I'll play it first.
Wait. Very impressive, very impressive.
Thank you. Some people think that was easy.
You've also achieved something else people can't quite manage on their own as well.
Andy, you didn't swallow the mic, did you? That's why it sounded like that. You swallowed the mic by mistake.
it sounded like you actually possessed, like there was three of you singing there at the same time. Me, myself, and I.
I thought he was possessed.
Yeah, right. Very good.
Thank you. And some people think it's easy being me. No. I was a little...
the human element has been removed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well, yes, then. He was possessed, Cornell. He was possessed.
Yes.
I was like...
I cast you out! Unclean spirit!
Show him your ass!
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ! It is he who commands you! He who plunged the heights of heaven to the depths of hell!
Fuck him!
Be gone!
Fuck him, Garrus!
From this creature of God!
It is after
hours,
right?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Be gone! In the name of the Father! And of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. By this sign of the Holy Cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit.
Wow. Uh-huh. Yes, thank you.
That was quite a trip from the sign of music to the Exorcist.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, my God. What a show.
Overheating. I've had two cold showers today already. I think I'm going to have to have another one before bed. It's just ridiculous.
It's really that hot here, eh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I guess we should go. This has been too much fun.
It has, hasn't it?
Too much fun. I guess we'll see everybody Monday.
Yes.
And Monday is the, I guess we have a short, I guess I'm out of town. I'm out of here Wednesday. So.
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll probably not do a show Wednesday and see you Monday and then I think Friday.
Okay.
Back from Arizona on Friday. I think.
Oh, yes, quite.
Something like that. But anyway, so we'll look forward to, wishing everybody a really a good, happy, fun, relaxing weekend.
Yes. And,
definitely. You too, Andy and Amanda.
Absolutely, my darlings. You too. And if for anyone listening doesn't manage to have that or experience that, we feel for you. Keep smiling as much as you can. We know not everybody has a joyous time,
Yes.
Yeah.
And Monday we'll be back.
We were talking about what was going on there, but also what was going on in the world.
We'll pick that up again. Thank you, Dick. Except, I don't know,
The Chinese?
Maybe,
Yes.
We'll
see. Excellent.
Hey, Andy, before you go, tell all the countries that basically, if you can, that's listening to us, we want to give them a thank you.
Oh yeah. We do want to thank everybody. Really, our numbers are really dancing at a much higher level than they were previously. They weren't doing poorly before. We were always looking for better, and we came up a level. And we're excited about what's happening right now. And we are. It's no
thank
secret.
You.
We've said it many times. Yeah, really. Thanks much. We're trying to get the show on satellite radio. I think we'll succeed in that. I think we will. Or picked up by a radio station, but then we have to kind of tame what we do on terrestrial radio. But we'll see what happens. But I want to, we got all of us from our bottom of our hearts. I know I speak for all of us that we thank all of our listeners for tuning into the show, supporting the show, telling your friends about the show. It is the Andy Demander Show. We're here Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, wherever that is in the world, because I know we go all over the place. And to join the conversation here, which you are certainly welcome to do, you do that by dialing 515-605-9888. Also, email the show at andyandamandashow@gmail.com. Let us know your thoughts, ideas, suggestions, opinions, if you want to come on the show, blah, blah, blah. Let us know via that email address. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/andyandamandashow. So it'll be blogtalkradio.com/andyandamandashow. And listen to the 400 archives, 400 whatever shows, 400 some shows, whatever it is.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Yep.
Yes.
Unreal.
Yeah.
All right. All that being said, we're out of here. And have a great weekend, everybody.
Love you.
Yeah. Have a great one. We love you lots. Love you, boys.
Take care
love
now.
Love you, too.
Adios.
Amigos.